This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Radio, and we're proof, is not dead. In fact, more young people are tuning into radio.
Yeah.
It is going up. It says here, Gen Z loves making old things new again, ditching iPhones for the flip phone, bringing back digital cameras. Some are even going back to corded landline phones. More than 50 million people are listening to the radio every week as of 2024, the highest listening numbers in two decades, and many of them are Zoomers. Statistics from Nielsen revealed that, this is, by the way, from the New York Post, revealed that 78% of Gen Z listens to over-the-air radio. And radio is more popular with Gen Z than television could even imagine.
Oh, most certainly.
In fact, the average Zoomer watches only 20 minutes of TV a day. Now, they're watching YouTube.
They're watching more content than we ever did. They're just not watching it on the old box in the house.
I don't even buy that the average Gen Zer is watching 20 minutes of regular old TV a day. I can't remember. Now, granted, it's up here in the newsroom, but like sitting at home, I can't tell you the last time that I watched a regular TV channel.
Yeah, just averages. It's like a bell curve, you know.
It says here, the radio revival comes as Gen Z is also moving away from streaming and buying more vinyl records and cassette tapes. I had a trash can filled with cassette tapes, probably 700. And when I moved out to Western Shawnee, I just parked it. I kept the ones that meant something to me. They came from certain people, like my brother or whatever. But I must have put 700 cassettes on the corner.
What you should have done is set up on the corner and with a sign, you know, to sell cassettes.
I should have.
To passing Gen Zers.
10 cents each.
You already had the big wool coat for it.
Hey, kid.
I moved in the summer, Sam.
We were actually talking about the street side child raise some money lemonade stand thing the other day, because we came across a kiddo, maybe he's probably 11 years old, 10 years old, and he was hustling. He was an entrepreneur.
Good.
And he had bags of sorted golf balls. And my son and I drive up and we're like, hey, buddy, like, yeah, what's going on? You selling some golf balls here? And like, he's out there doing the deal. He is making a living with balls that he's found in the woods or wherever. And so, you know, Jack's so sweet. He said, okay, well, I'll take three. And, you know, how much are they? And the kid goes, $5.
$5 a ball?
$5 for three.
Oh.
And it was so cute. Jack goes, you know what, buddy? I'm going to give you $10 and we'll pick out six of them. It was darling. So we drive away and we're laughing. I'm like, that kid is hustling. Those are inflation prices, right? Those are egg prices. And we're driving away. And I said to him, do you remember when your sisters, they were, I don't know, 4 and 6 years old, stood outside on a hot summer day and they took our recycling bin, which, you know what the bottom of a recycling bin looks like? It's disgusting. It has mold in it. It's got, you know, this is the recycling bin that I would throw like old wine in. Like wine bottles, right?
Okay.
They threw Costco granola bars in there that they just pilfered from the pantry in the bottom of this disgusting blue bin.
Yeah.
And then rocks. And the people coming by could either buy a rock. They were being dead serious. They could buy a rock or a granola bar. And I come home from work and those kids are out there just beaming. And they're like, we haven't really had anyone come by. One jogger came by, but he didn't have his wallet.
They were selling rocks.
Rocks. Well, they were very lovely, smooth stones and granola bars. And I'm telling you, outside of the lemonade stand, has this gone away?
No, not necessarily. I will always stop for a lemonade stand. I don't even like lemonade, so I tell them to keep the lemonade and always give them a buck.
Right.
Or a couple
give
bucks.
Give them a dollar. But what if they said to you, it's $10? Have you ever had that?
Well, no, I haven't.
It'll be $28.
Man, inflation was more than I thought this year.
It was so cute. And so I hope now that better weather is here, when you see a kid out selling rocks or golf balls or lemonade or granola bars in a disgusting recycling bin, that you know what? You give them a dollar.
Well, and location is everything. I mean, it has to be a pretty heavily traveled thoroughfare, but it can't be like a Warnell or 103rd Street because right. people aren't going to stop in the 45-mile-an-hour zone. So
clearly,
you know, you got to find the right spot.
So we did get fair warning a couple of years ago that one of the neighbor kids was going to be swinging by and ringing the doorbell. And it was her mom that told us, right? We were outside and she said, hey, so-and-so's going to swing by and she's going to ring the doorbell for you guys. Just, you know, open the door if you would. Humor her. Thank you. And so we go back inside and about 5 minutes later, the doorbell rings. And I open it up and I go, well, hello. And there she is with a little black top hat and a cape. And she said, would you like a magic show? I swear to God.
That's random.
I swear to God. And I go, I would like a and she didn't ask for any money, but we did tip her, I think, like $5 or something, you know. And it was some coin, hide the coin hand trick or something. And I mean, it was so obvious.
$10 what, and it you'll was, get your watch back.
I mean, yeah, right. And it was so obvious where the coin was. But, you know, of course, I played along. I mean, she's like 6 or 7 years old. And I'm like,
it's a game.
Like trying not to laugh.
Yeah. And I'm like, where is it? And then she goes, poof, here it is. I go, well, that's worth $5. 913-586-7798. You're on Dana and Parks.
Did she ever cash that check?
She did.